Welcome to the 120th episode of the Toddcast. We're calling this one, well, ain't that some. It's just going to be me and Bo tonight, which is good because, you know, we're pretty professional at this by now, I think.
I don't know about professional, but yeah. We've done it.
We're well into this. We've done this many the times. We're going to do this. Tim, unfortunately, had to cancel. He just couldn't quite make it tonight. He had some, let's just say there's some plumbing issues going on at his house. And, he had to take care of some other things. Well, ain't that some, you know what I mean? Anyway, we will take any live questions, things like that. So make sure you put them on the Facebook. Last weekend was Cranberry's anniversary sale, and it was a good time. Thanks to everybody that came out. I did see a couple guys that listened to the show, have been, you know, customers forever. It's always great to see some customers and family. And there were customers from a couple different stores there, which was awesome. So that's a good thing. And we have coming up the Free Graphic Novel Day is the first Saturday of March. So make sure you come out for that. We'll have some free graphic novels for everybody. You just come in the store, you get a free book off the table. It's awesome. And that's pretty much all you got to do. So come on down and check that out. Any other graphic novel you buy in the store, you get another one off the table for free, which is good. One second here. I think my dog needs to go downstairs and my wife is yelling for him. Hey, go downstairs. Go downstairs. Mom's downstairs. Go downstairs. All right. He was sleeping. So, and he's half deaf, half blind. He's old. He's an old little boy. I love him, though. I'm pretty sure he just farted. Go downstairs. Go downstairs. Yeah. All right, cool. Sorry about that. That was weird. Especially for people just listening, that had to be real weird. All right. and also this, right now, we have going on at our Pittsburgh Mills location, we have our annual quarter book sales going on. And so we took all the dollar books off the floor, replaced them all with quarter books. The first load of them is there now. Another load is coming next week. Every book in those boxes is 25 cents. So there's a couple changes to this year's sale on that for them. Those books you have to bring to the counter to fill your short, long, or bag. You can fill a bag for 15 bucks, and we give you, like, it's a pretty big bag. I don't actually have one here, but it's, if you've seen our, like, free comic book day bags or our yellow NDC bags with the bear on it, those are the bags you have to fill up. You can jam as many of those books in there as you want for 15 bucks. We can give you a used short box. You can fill that bitch up for 40 bucks plus tax, and you can do a long box for 60 bucks plus tax. We're just trying to keep everything together so that, you know, there's less stuff laying around. And it's easier for people for our guys to make sure that we get the right pricing on things. And we're going to make sure we check the books too, to make sure that nobody's doing anything sneaky, like trying to get a brand new book for a quarter. No. Don't do that. So come on out. That's, I believe, going to run through the first weekend, or it's going to run through Free Graphic Novel Day. So come out and check that out. It's a lot of indie stuff, a lot of mature stuff, but it's still a lot of fun. So, all right. I think that's all I got to talk about new stuff coming up. So I guess we'll talk about comics. How about it, Bo?
I'm ready.
All right. First book I'm going to talk about is Radiant Black by Kyle Higgins from Image. This book was pretty good. The art's good. The premise is pretty good. I like that, like, basically this dude's catalyst for becoming what we think is either a hero or a villain, we don't really know yet, is that he's a struggling writer and can't get his shit together. But I thought that was cool. Like, he basically fails. He's got like a huge debt. So he moves home with his parents. Sounds like a lot of the guys I know that I went to college with that, you know, tried to do their thing and couldn't do it. I know a lot of guys that still live with their parents. And he goes out with his buddy from high school and they go to the bar and they eventually end up on these train tracks where they find this weird black hole type thing. One dude grabs it, turns him into a weird hero, or at least what looks like a hero. We're not quite sure. And then the cops show up and they have a very interesting altercation with it. And it you know what it kind of reminds me of? It kind of reminds me of Quantum and Woody, but like less comedy, like less buddy cop comedy, but it was still pretty good sidekicky style thing. They're like, the last two pages are a little bit of a good thing, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody, so check this out. I think there was a variant that went pretty good for this. This was a pretty hot book from I remember this week. So
yeah, it seems to be. People like his writing too. I mean, he was kick ass on Power Rangers. So
yeah. Well, he did some DC work, I think, as well. Mm-hmm. So
I think it's going to be pretty well received. It's interesting. I hope the second issue keeps it going. Like, I don't know. I didn't dislike the book. I want a little bit more, so we'll see how it goes from here. But I will definitely be continuing on with it. That's without a doubt. It did pull me in. So
cool.
All right, my first book is going to be Shepherd by Black Caravan. Hopefully, you can see that without. Okay, I literally put this book out of my aside on the wall, pulled it back off the wall, decided I wasn't going to buy it, and then decided to buy it at the last second. And man, am I glad I did. This has to be, okay, one thing I was nervous about, this is one of these books that they're doing where they release the first issue and then they release a trade afterwards. And I've been kind of hesitant. None of them's really stuck with me. But this book was really, I mean, this was cool. The artwork was really great and the premise of it is really cool. He's basically a shepherd for, souls after they pass away. And what he's doing is other souls try to take advantage of, like, newly deceased souls. And he helps fight them. He's kind of like a John Constantine in the afterlife type of deal.
Okay.
So it's basically like the first part of it's set in ancient Egypt. And what it is these demons are trying to, you know, act like, you know, the alligator that ate people. I can't remember their names, Anubis and stuff like that, where they try to, you know, they're just trying to, get one over on the soul, on their other souls and whatnot. But that's what we know thus far, if that made any sense after I bumbled through that. But
seems like that kind of a night, dude. So
it's okay. Yes, it's actually really cool though. But they go on to tell how he got there, because he's you don't really find out much. He's just there. He's protecting the souls, trying to guide them through the afterlife. And then they lead to his story about how he passed away, because he's obviously dead himself. And it goes into about how his son was, just sitting there playing video games and stuff like that, wanted to go to a movie. And here he finds out, he stays out. He's a college professor, stays out with some of his students, which, you know, didn't think about coming home and didn't turn his phone on after his lecture and after he's talking with the students. Well, here his kid went out and OD'd on methamphetamines.
Whoa.
And yeah, it was like a really cool story, but then I don't say this very often, kind of hit your heartstrings. Like it was really cool. So that's what drug me in. Like, I want to know what's going on, like how he passed away then. So if you get a chance, snag it up. I don't know how many, I only ordered a few for the store, but definitely take a look. It was really cool. So
that's awesome.
But try it out.
Cool. My next book is an AWA book. It's called Casual Fling, number one, by Jason Starr. And this book, so, like, if you're into, like just, like, dramas, this book's pretty good. Because it's not superheroes. It's very real-life-y. It's about a couple. The husband's like a stay-at-home IT guy, watching their two kids. The wife's a lawyer. She goes into work one day and she has to impress a client at a party, and she's supposed to go to like her daughter's ballet thing. They end up talking too long at the bar. She misses the ballet thing. Comes home, her husband's kind of shitty with her about it. And the next day runs into the same client. He invites her to drinks at his apartment, or his hotel. They end up sleeping together, and his kink is that he wears this weird gold mask. And so they do their thing. She's like, I can't do that again. Goes home, totally is ignoring her, like kind of dodging her husband about it, and then makes up for it by like getting him tickets to Greta Van Fleet and takes him on date night and all this stuff. And the guy calls her again and is like, hey, I extended my stay. You should come back and hang out, and we should do that again and pick up where we left off. And she's like, no, I told you we couldn't do it. We can't do that again. And then there's the last page is a very big time spoiler of the plot. So I'm not going to say what it is, but he's basically like, you should really reconsider that and come and check it out. I really liked it. Cause I really thought like how real world it felt. Like, I know people that have done this. They've totally ruined their marriage, but I also know some people that were the person who ruined that marriage. So, what's that say about my friends? I don't know. It was really well written. It did not feel like a regular comic. It felt more like a more adult novel. The guy that wrote it's also the guy that did Red Border for them. And the artist did Hotel for AWA. So it's good to see that AWA is taking their stable and changing around the creative teams to make newer stuff. I like when stables do that, like when publishers do that instead of just finding new creative teams all the time, or regurgitating the same team to death. I like the fact that they're experimenting and seeing who works well with who. I really like that. But I thought the book was good. It's only a four-part issue. If you read Safe Sex or Regular Sex or Sex Criminals or stuff like that, it's kind of got that kind of a vibe. It's almost like a mystery drama, with sex involved. So I dug it, man. Like, I thought it was good.
What you're saying is it's 50 Shades for comic book guys. Yeah, that's what you call it. I can't remember, but I actually liked it. I can't remember. That's what made me think of that. It was by Image. I know you've read it too.
Well, that could have been Heart? Sex. Which one?
No. More 50 Shades of Grey vibe, or complete vibe. you've read it. I know you have. It's at, Seven Stone? No.
Oh. It was.
Why is my mind going blank?
Hold on. Sunstone.
Sunstone. Yeah. My mind just went blank.
Now, Sunstone's more about a relationship than this is. This is like...
This is just casual.
This is totally casual fling.
Yes, casual fling.
Yes. So it's very... Like I said, it's got that... This is way more like 50 Shades vibe than Sunstone. Sunstone's a lot more... Volume 1 is a little more... Like... BDSM and sex stuff, but volume two, they really dive into the character.
It's good. All the
characters. It's very, very good. Actually, I think I just finished volume three not too long ago. Still trying to catch up because the new the new stuff's coming out soon. And I still got to read Swingers. Like, there's a whole there's like a whole offshoot book, and then there's another book coming, and Steve Sedgwick's art is just absolutely fantastic. It's
great, yeah.
So if you haven't read Sunstone, make sure you pick that up too.
Try it out.
Okay.
All right, my next book's kind of a little bit off because I was debating, do I want to do Power Rangers? Because there was a new Green Power Ranger. I was like, I was kind of on the wall about that, so I'm gonna wait for another issue. I was gonna do Star Wars, and then Star Wars crushed my heart today. So it was a heart crusher. So I'm gonna do something different again. And since manga is the big thing, I got into myself into a new one. It's called Angels of Death. It's not new. It is older. It is about.
It's new to you.
It's new to me. So I'm discovering all this stuff, and I've really enjoyed it. There's a couple things, but basically what this is this girl is she wakes up in a room and finds out that she has to make her way through levels, and each level has a different serial killer on it. The serial killers are not allowed to leave the rooms. They the area, their level, and they have their chance to kill her. And if they don't, she makes it up to the next one, but they're not allowed to leave. Well, the premise of this one, the killer does leave his room, and they team up together to try to make it through the levels. Now, I just read the first volume. I thought it was so cool, like a cool little premise. Manga is, I will say this, if you had, it's a little, they need to watch how young they use the girls. Like, it's very like unappealing to me. Like, I'm just like, y'all need to watch that a little bit.
Creepy.
Maybe that's just how they, it's just not, that's that aspect's not for me, but if I just get by that and then, you know, to see like what the premise is, it's a cool premise, but there's nothing bad about it. It's just kind of weird, you know, it's like a gray area.
It's not kid porn, but
it is just,
but there are some adult themes.
younger children and adult themes, and it's just kind of, but the premise is cool. But that's the way I find with any manga I've got into now, like, they don't care about your age. They don't really care what they say. They don't care about age. So, but if you want a cool story, I wanted something different, and serial killers going through levels, a building of serial killers going. That was like, what the hell? I'm going to sign up for it. Thanks to James Davenport for recommending it to me, and I loved it. So that was my book for this week. Awesome. So Power Rangers, we'll see. And then next week, Last Ronin. So Last Ronin will be my next week. So
yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do yet next week. I haven't.
Last Ronin's a must. Because the first issue was the shit. So good.
Nice.
So
so now we're going to talk about WandaVision for a little bit. So if you haven't seen last week's episode, skip over like 5 or 10 minutes. Because we are going to do some spoilers. Because Bo sent me a spoiler last night. And then I had a conversation with a buddy of mine at the waterfront today while I was filing back issues. And we had some thoughts. So, firstly, the creepiest thing to me about this episode is watching the kids grow up like that. Actually watching them turn into like 8 to 10 year olds, like with the dog thing. I was like, what the hell? I am waiting for, which one is it? Tommy, right? It's Tommy and Billy, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Tommy's hair to go white. I'm waiting for it. How do we know that that's actually going to happen? Because Bo sends me this link last night and goes, hey, did you see these GameStop exclusive pops? Thank you, GameStop, for totally ruining everything. You know, because you're GameStop and you need to do that. No, really.
Whether that's true, but it looks damn true. So
the kids definitely grow up to be Speed and Wiccan. They're gonna apparently wear the outfits because that's what it looks like on the show, on the pop. Now I'm also wondering if that's gonna be the Halloween episode that we see them all in costumes for. I'm wondering if we see that. But the one that got Bo's attention was the master of the underworld Mephisto. Mm-hmm. So I looked at that pop, and all I thought was, I can't tell what gender Mephisto is in that pop. So there was a lot of talk of who Emma Caulfield's character is going to be. And I was like, she could be it. She could totally be Mephisto. And I would kind of be okay with that. Now, I don't know if they're going to like just have her have Mephisto be kind of gender fluid and can kind of swap into whatever body it wants, like whatever he wants to be at some point. Like if he just wants to take on a female form for a while and then go back to being his male form, or if his normal form is just binary. I don't really care. I just want to see him being this crazy, fiery looking dude that was the pop. Okay with that. So I mentioned this to my buddy Corey while I'm at the store, and he is absolutely convinced that the Beyonder is somewhere in this show. Okay. I don't know if I buy that. I don't know if I buy that yet. But
no, go ahead.
Are you caught up? Are you 100% caught up?
To an extent, yes. Right, I'm close on. Enough. Like I said, I.
All right, one second. I need to find what that character's name is. So there's another character. He's like the general guy, right? Like the head of sword guy. Tyler Howard, right? Is that who we're...
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think that's who he is. Josh Stamberg is Tyler. He's Director Howard, Tyler Howard. So I was like, he could be Mephisto. And then the crazier thing was, we thought, what if he's Magneto?
That'd be cool. I mean,
Because think about it. You have... all of these signs that say they're pointing toward a House of M like style storyline, right?
Yeah.
There is the absolute tribute to the Fox films of the scene where she makes all the guns point at him in that scene. The dude in the Fox films where all the guns got pointed at him was at Magneto, but it was Xavier doing it.
Yeah.
So... what if he's Magneto? Or he could be Mephisto. Maybe she did that because he was Mephisto.
If they're not going to use, I can't remember his name, but if they're not going to use him, because obviously Ian McKellen, I mean, he's definitely too old now. But if they're not going to use the younger guy who his name escapes me, they need to recast for like, if they're going to do something, if they're going to bring in the Martin Mutants into the MCU, it's got to be somebody fresh, new. And so right. It could be. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say no to that.
So...
That'd be fucking sweet too. I would give him props for that. Yeah.
Right.
So goodness.
What's his name? James? Is it James?
Matt? James? Something? No, James. James McAvoy. McAvoy? He's.
Oh no, no, he's Professor Xavier. Professor you're right, X. Right.
Yeah.
Oh man,
he's mine.
I it's escaping my mind too. But he was in Split and a bunch of other really good stuff.
No, Split was McAvoy was in Split. That's Charles Xavier.
You're right.
He was in Aliens. He played.
He was in Prometheus. I can't remember his name either at this point.
God, it's gonna bother.
I know. I know. I'm just like.
We need to know what we're talking about before we get on here.
Yeah. Sorry. Anyway. That's it. I was like, it'll come to us. If Tim were here, Tim's the one who's supposed to do all this shit. That's. We were relying on you, Tim. Where are you? He's not even watching. No one's watching today, but it's fine. So anyway, I'd be okay if it was Fassbender. I liked him as Magneto.
He's still at the appropriate age too. Like right. he could do it. Yeah.
So then there's the big reveal at the end that Quicksilver shows up, but it's not kick-ass Quicksilver.
It's the good Quicksilver.
It's the Fox Quicksilver, which got way more screen time. I would have to say he's the better Quicksilver only because the other one didn't really have a lot of screen time to justify it, you know.
Well,
if you had the same amount of screen time, I might have been a little bit easier to to deal with.
I'd say the one in the Avengers movie was more kind of comic book accurate. Like Quicksilver's never been like a real standout guy to me. Like he's never, but this one, I like the Quicksilver better from the Fox and the, you know, the X-Men. This guy, he was cool as shit. He was the best part of those movies. He really was. So
Peter Evans, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. I loved him in like American Horror Story and
he's good.
A bunch of other stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So I really feel like with him coming in, and the cooler part was he's Uncle Jesse. Like this episode was very much so family ties and Full House put together. He shows up at the end and he's the cool uncle, like, "Hey sis, it's been a while."
The way he entered the house was very like that. Yeah.
I just love Kat Dennings. She recast Pietro. What the hell? That was great. So I really feel that they like that's another thing that says they're moving toward a House of M style thing, right?
It wouldn't be a bad thing.
No,
House of M was an excellent, you know.
But if they do the House of M style thing and they somehow strip him of his powers at the end, this then really lays into a good segue to retry Inhumans and then use the Terrigen Mist to mutate the world, right? And that's
do you find the Inhumans now, I like some of their stuff, but do you find them overall interesting enough to capture everybody's imagination? Like, to capture people, like, to grab them, and like the X-Men do, like the Avengers do? Do you think Black Bolt and Medusa and all them? I like the characters, but I don't know if they would grasp the way they should.
I don't think that... I don't think just, like, interjecting them... like on their own is gonna work. Obviously we saw that not work with the TV show, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Which I actually very much so enjoyed, and I thought it was pretty well done. There were definitely some things I had problems with, but
I did watch that, but I liked that. I just because I like the characters. I always thought they was kind of different.
And Lockjaw. Yeah.
he could make a stand forever. Just have him, that's right. It.
So and I think they're going to try to backdoor them into a reboot with Ms. Marvel whenever that show comes out. Yeah. And maybe that's why they put the show on Disney Plus. Maybe we'll see them all come back because of that. But anyway, I personally like the Inhumans, but I love like C and D list characters.
Yeah, they did it with Guardians.
But if you're like, if you know your comic book history, which, you know, doesn't really mean anything in the cinematic universes, but whatever. So in House of X, Wanda goes, no more mutants. Quicksilver loses his powers and he then goes to his, I believe, ex-wife Crystal, and who's Princess of the Inhumans, uses the Terrigen crystals, implants them in him to give him his powers back, and that's how he ends up having powers throughout the whole House of M storyline. And what was the other one? The one like the 36? What was it? 316 or something? Number like 30 something.
Well, Inhumanity was a big Inhuman storyline that would capture a lot of people. That was the best storyline from them that I was that I ever liked. But
I thought it was good.
Like, I think they need to, what they need to do, maybe have the Inhumans there and then see how I compare them to the Eternals. Like, see how that Eternals movie is going to do, because that's almost like, are they going to hit? Because if they don't hit, Inhumans might not be for them. Like,
right?
Because the Eternals are very C&D list too. Like, are they going to hit with people? So.
Right, and you know, and we've talked about that before when we reviewed issue one. Like, they're kind of like Asgardian style Inhumans. Like, if the Asgardians could have done that,
That was good too. By the way, I did read it; it was pretty good.
So. Okay, that's all. I haven't read it yet. It's good. So.
Yep.
Cool.
Look for or something for you to look forward to. It's good.
Right. So. But I'm very much so looking forward to the new episode tomorrow on WandaVision. I think this show's been kicking it very well. I I don't think it'll be bad. I'm really kind of hoping that Mephisto ends up being, if it is Mephisto for sure, and he ends up being the big bad, I really kind of want him to be part of the first wave of TV series as villain, or at least in the background, pulling strings, puppet mastering things. Yes. And I
don't want to see him be a one and done. He's too cool to be a one and done.
Right. So. Exactly. Now, I said to my buddy Corey today when we were talking about it, I was like, I think it would be cool to see him pop into that Multiverse of Madness. Like, and, you know, with him, like, that one of the storylines he's very much so tied to is Ghost Rider. Like, you know, or so if this works.
Doctor Strange, Silver Surfer.
Yeah. I mean, he could easily go into Multiverse of Madness. We could totally see a Ghost Rider. There's a lot of cool stuff that can come out of having him there. I'd really like to see some of that move forward.
So you got Blade 2. I mean, you got Blade coming out. Get that kind of the magical side of Marvel to come out a little bit with, like, the more almost like a Justice League Dark type of deal. Get those kind of more magical guys in there. So
yeah. I think that's definitely like where we're gonna start stretching the imagination of into mutants. And not just into things that can be, for the most part, done with technology. Because really, that's a lot of what we've seen so far. Although technically, the Inhumans already exist in this universe. So, because Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was part of that. There were Inhumans in there. The Kree obviously exist. Inhumans were Kree, you know, experiments, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So...
Hey, talking about before I forget, the Beyonder, that was they announced that for Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, and Lawrence Fishburne is going to be the voice of the Beyonder. So that is Beyonder news that I do know.
That is awesome,
because Lawrence Fishburne, he's a hell of a voice. He can
oh my god,
that'd be cool.
That's like the best voice acting since James Earl Jones doing Vader.
So, but that's for Moon Girl, but like you could have him voice even in a, you know, live action or whatever anyway. So
agreed,
that'd be kind of cool. So we'll see with that.
All right, so now we're gonna delve into just a fun thing that
make people's lives easier, customers' lives easier.
All right, hold on a second, because it's not showing up on my list. So we had some people ask about Comic Hub and how to do some ordering and how to make sure that you get what you want in your order. So we're gonna right now just kind of do a little walkthrough of how to navigate the customer portal, how to make sure you get what you need, how to see what you're going to get, everything like that. Should be fun. You guys ready? Here we go. All right. The cool part is this is my legitimate Comic Hub thing. You're going to see actual stuff in my pull box because I left it there on purpose so you can see it. So... you go to customer.comichub.com and then you hit this nifty login button, and I have all my stuff pre-filled in. You can log in with Facebook or Google. If you already have an account with us, make sure that you use the email that you have the account with us for. And then you just hit login, and you can have multiple stores in your account, and you can switch those by going up here into profile and scrolling down. I'm going to have mine. I obviously see a bunch. I even have Pittsburgh Comics on here. I'm leaving it as Ohio Valley because I have specifically stuff in my hold box at Bo's store. So
he's a negligent sub, people.
I am. Weirdly, I also just gave everyone my phone number, if you looked at that. So whatever.
I did. I noticed it, but I didn't say it.
I was like, well, at least my address isn't on there, but whatever. All right. So when you open it up brings up to pre-order product page. So this is kind of cool. If you've done a search, it'll bring stuff up here. I don't remember what I searched, but we're going to do it one of these just for fun. So something to pay attention to is last call for confirmed orders. So these are books that are coming out in about a month that we have to put our final orders in. So if you want a book and you are guaranteed that you want this book, you're going to want to put your order in for this. And you can scroll this way with the little arrows. There is a way to hit view all. You can do that. You can do it by publisher. Like if you only want to see the DC books, like you could, you know, do that. You can do, you know, Marvel if they're in there. Currently Bo only has the DC FOC list, uploaded. So that's why you're only seeing DC books, because the Marvel one doesn't usually load till Thursday or Friday. So let's say I want Joker number one. So I can do a couple things. I can click on it and it brings up this awesomely big cover, which magnifies, and I can be like, oh, look at his face and all that stuff. Or I can click this cover and I can do the same thing and look at Gordon and his grumpy face and his no eyes. Right, let's say I want the regular cover. So I can go down here and I can hit add to cart, and I can pick how many I want. So if I want two, I would hit two and hit add to cart. There is a faster way, however, if you don't want to have to look at everything and you're like, I just want that cover. You just go down here to this little shopping cart button and you hit it and it just puts it in the pre-order cart. If you're like, huh, I may want that whole series, you hit the button to the left of that and you can do a single item again. You can do, like, say I wanted one and two, I would put two in here and then I would hit this button and it says one to two. So I could do four, whatever. Or if I want to get every single issue starting with that issue, I hit ongoing series. For this demonstration, I'm just going to use the little plus thing. All right, so put it in there. Because I'm looking at it in this view, it will always kick you back. If you hit view all and try this, it's not going to be that bad. So anyway, those are things that are coming out like that. This is next Wednesday's items. So these are things that are coming in literally next Wednesday. So if you see like a little gray button here, that means you can't use that option. You either already sub it or it's a variant and you can only do the one thing. Oh, look, there's Catwoman, Batman Catwoman 3. I'm going to get that book because I want to read it. So it kicks me in there like that. Or like I said, I can hit view all and I can scroll down. And if there's a couple different things, like this Black Friday book looks kind of cool. Let's do that. And then say I'm done. I go up here to my cart. I see pre-order cart. So these are all those things I just added. And I just hit place order and hit okay. Yes. And now it goes to Bo. Bo's going to sit at his store. He's going to see that an order came in for me and he's going to approve it or deny it. And then I get a little notification up here and let's see. App order received. So this was the last order I did. So see where it says confirmed. That means that I definitely am able to get it. I don't think any of these said, yeah, none of these said canceled or talked about in store.
Just that encoded book was the only one that I had recently with you.
Yeah. So if you get a canceled or a talk about in store, that just means that either we've maxed out our order from the last call, or we know we're getting shorted, or like we may not be able to get that variant, or somebody already else asked for it. And if they don't want it, we can get it for you. Stuff like that. Or we're placing a reorder, things like that. Don't be too discouraged. We will do everything we can to find you that book. So let's talk about the search a little bit. Well, actually, let me see here. Did I miss anything? Oh, you can go to the events. Like there's all the King and Black stuff. There's all the future state stuff. And then down here, I created some playlists. Playlists are kind of cool. You can kind of see what is coming out. So I hit my playlist that I want, I preset to all the publishers that I like. And then it brings in the current search, because I cleared the search. This is showing everything from the publishers that I want in my preferred criteria for the next month's order, I believe. If not, I can hit clear section and it'll look at that, all this fun stuff. So So let me go back to home, pre-order product. So let me just show you another fun trick. Well, I guess we'll just search for something. So let's search for Thor, right? So I type Thor in there, I hit search. Everything that has THOR that's available in the title to be ordered is showing up. If I only wanted like variants, or if I want to add the variants, I have to actually click these buttons. If I only want to see number ones, I would hit that. And it will update some things if I search for it again. But right now, like, there's all the Deja Thoris because Thoris has THOR in it. There's all the Thor that's still available to be ordered, and things that are coming out. Like issue 13 is still coming out. 12 is also still coming out. These are all Dynamic Forces covers. There's a Midtown exclusive one. So it's kind of neat that you can do that kind of thing. I also love Fat Thor, Endgame Thor action figure here. So, all right. So let's talk about stuff you've already have on order. So if you go to order history, this is the fun part. So aside items, this is actually what's in my pull box at Bose store right now. Like, those are actually on hold for me. So you can, as long as it says aside items, you can actually see what's on hold for you all the time. Here are the things I've added subscriptions for. And if I go to, or I go down here to on order. So I apparently ordered Sunstone Volume 4. Apparently it's not come in yet. But if I go to select date and I want to be like, I wonder what's coming out next Wednesday that I've subbed, I can actually hit that and nothing came up. So that means nothing is on coming out for me. Holy crap.
Put anything in. No, you haven't put anything in yet. That's why.
Oh, that's right. I bet if I went to, if I switch to the mills though, it'll show me some Green Lantern and stuff.
Yeah. You usually put stuff in a couple days.
Yeah. I usually do just single order every week. And then, but it like, if you click that. So if I clicked March 3rd and I actually had something on order for myself, it would actually show up there with that date. So down here is also order history. This is literally everything I've ever bought, and you can do it by items. So it's individual items or things I've subscribed to. So where did that go down here? No records found because I haven't subscribed to anything in a while. So yeah, I can be like, all right, let's see what the G's are. Oh, I've bought all of these crazy things. I bet you there's a lot of Green Lantern in there. There is. Oh, crap. Now what? Okay, there we go. So now that you know what's in your cart or in your aside, you can go to your cart and you can hit in store and see those are the same books that were in there. And now I can actually have them shipped. And we do parcel shipping. For a couple reasons. Some people keep asking why we don't do media mail. So we have a lot of people that work or that shop with us that work at the post office, and all of them have told us media mail basically gets thrown aside and dealt with whenever at a lot of the depots. So
people need to know it's just not legal to ship comics.
Also that we cannot legally ship a comic book media mail, like, because it has ads in it. The only thing we're allowed to actually ship media mail are graphic novels. But there's a glitch in the system that won't allow us to only do graphic novels like that. So we also want to do parcel shipping because it's more dependable for you to get your stuff. So that's why we pay for that. We put everything in a Gemini mailer, which is cool. So anyway, you can also hit pick up in store, which is free of charge and is awesome. So here you can see my total. It works out all the tax, everything. I can use my credit card or I can hit PayPal and it brings me to PayPal. So proceed with PayPal. And then that's pretty much it. Like, you just at that point pay for it, kick it through, and we email your receipt and you come pick up your stuff or we mail it to you. that's pretty much the hub. Did I miss anything, Bo?
I would say for people to understand last call, because I've talked to a few customers lately about it, or last call, or what you'll hear us maybe call FOC, final order cutoff. So we can super guarantee your books. Now, this does not mean like incentive ratio variance and stuff like that, because that's all kind of subject, like the Joker there. It gives us time to guarantee, like absolutely 100% guarantee, that we'll have your book for you, that it's 3 weeks before, and that way we can definitely order you that book so it's in. So always, when you order, earlier the better, 3 weeks ahead and ahead in advance. So that's always helpful to people, just get your orders in as fast as possible, because sometimes you guys, if people put them in like the day before, a couple days before, their stuff's already claimed. Like it's, and it sucks. I hate to tell people no, but I just don't have that book for you. And then I may not be able to reorder on Diamond, or if I do, you may not get it for a week or two. So just keep that in mind. Always when ordering earlier is better.
Yep.
So,
and that's pretty much what we do. I know there's a way to, when the new catalog is brought in, to see it all. I think I gotta go down here again and hit late. I have latest items showing. So I think that's all I have to do, if I remember right. Maybe not. There is a way to do that though. I just can't remember what it is offhand. I guess I could go to publishers and see what goes on. It's been a while since I've had to do this where I don't just do week to week. So you'll have to pardon me. Or is this the week that we're switching for the next preview? No, that wouldn't be right. Ooh, Anomaly products. I've not seen them yet. So these are a lot of the ones that I have already set, preset. I should probably add Boom and Vault. And... well, do I have AWA on here somewhere? A+. Wow, AWA is not listed on there. Interesting. Anyway. Save playlist. Save. Oh, I have to enter a name. Never mind then. Don't worry about it. So... maybe if I just do that there, no latest things, just showing the Marvel stuff now too. Oh, it's showing everything. Well, it showed,
I uploaded it. Stuff. Everything's uploaded for the current previews for February previews. Yeah. I haven't done the order yet though, but.
Oh no, this is it. Or this is a lot of it. It's not, because there's load more at the bottom. All right, so all you have to do is hit latest items and go. And if you check the variant things and then hit go, it'll now show you all of it. So now in current search at top, because I cleared the selection and hit those things and hit go, now you see that there's a ton of things. So let's say I only want to see, let's see toys, right? So here's the newest previews. These are all the toys that are available. Holy crap, there's a fifth Doctor. That's awesome. I may have to buy that. I wish it wasn't those little things, though. Like those little...
Yeah, it's a deceivingly small figure for so expensive.
Right? I can even just go, I just want to see what the manga is. So the manga in the newest previews are these. So it's kind of a
33.
Right.
I will be reviewing it.
So it's kind of a cool, it's kind of a cool way to shop every week, every month. And you can put your orders in. So the cool part about, if you didn't know, with graphic novels, you can actually subscribe to a graphic novel. Mm-hmm. So let's see. So say you wanted Attack on Titan. And I could hit ongoing order, and it's going to do Attack on Titan from volume 33 on. And every time that one comes up, I'm going to get it.
That's last volume, though.
Then never mind.
You pick fine. Of all the manga, you pick the wrong
Bite Maker Kings Omega. If go. I want Bite Maker Kings Omega more than Volume 1, I could do that. so it's definitely a cool option to do some stuff. And obviously you can do comics, and let's say I only want to see let's say Boom Studios here. Boom. Literally. So there's Buffy, there's Abbott, more Buffy, some Dune, more Dune, some Firefly. So everything that everything they do. Now I can even get even crazier and be like, all right, I only want to see, let's see if Power Rangers is an option.
Mighty Morphin.
Oh, there it is. Mighty Morphin. Boom. So
Oh, you can't show me all these cool covers we never freaking get because they're stingy.
Right? Or okay, I'm gonna reset it. I'm gonna reset it. We're gonna do something fun. Let's figure out a random genre that I normally would not look at. Western. Let's see what kind of weird westerns are coming out in the new Holy crap, there are westerns. Look at that.
Yeah, Undone Super by easy Blood to find. Continues.
Yeah. Yep. And you can do it by artist or writer. So let's see if Barry Windsor Smith has anything. I doubt it, but you never know. Might be a graphic novel. There we go. Like, so you can get, if you're like a Barry Windsor Smith fan, you go like, boom, I need this Avengers epic graphic novel. And I would just hit this and it would go into my cart. And I'd go up to my cart, go to pre-order cart, and I would place my order. If you don't want it, you just hit this little garbage can and it pops back out and you're fine. So, all right, let me get out of shared screen. But yeah, that was kind of Comic Hub in a nutshell. And as Bo said, you know, the earlier you put your order in for your book, the better chance you have of getting it. If you can get it in by last call, we can almost 100% guarantee it.
There's always,
we'll say a 98%.
Damages. Yeah, damages or whatnot. You never know.
There's a very small chance that it wouldn't come in, but almost always will we be able to fulfill those orders. Super easy. Makes your life a million times easier. You don't even have to come in the store to do it, which is also cool. And then when your book comes in, you get an email to that email that you used that says, hey, this book came in for me. My orders are in. And it shows you each book. And then you just hop in here. You can prepay for it, hit pick up in store, and then give us at least an hour because sometimes we're busy. And then you can just be like, hey, I'm here for my stuff. We're like, cool, here's your bag, deuces, and you're out. Like if you absolutely know that that's the only thing you want. And then that same email and password also lets you shop the website for the store that you have an account with. And it's very, very easy to do. So we got this system for you, the customer, for you, not for me, for you. It does help us out, though, because then obviously with 6 stores, we have a lot of inventory. This makes it really easy for us to see if we can get something for you from one of the other stores. So I can't tell you how many times somebody walks into a store and is like, hey, man, I see you're out of this. Do you have it? And somebody's got to look it up and call Bo and go, Bo, you have this on your shelf. He goes, yep, I do. We go, cool. It's for a customer. He goes, cool. Throws it in a bag. Off it goes. That easy. That easy. So, you know, that's pretty much it in a nutshell. If you guys have any questions, feel free to email us or call us or stop in the store and ask us. Almost every store employee uses their hub. Not all of us, but most of us do. And some of us are more fluent with it than others. I'm very fluent with it, as you saw. I know guys, some of the guys in Cranberry don't use it a lot, but so they may not be as fluid with it. You know, Bo's pretty good at it. I've seen him show a couple people how to find some stuff. There is an app that the interface is pretty much identical to the website. And that's kind of nice too, because you could literally sit there on your couch in your underwear and just, you know, 4 a.m. being like, what can I buy at Bo's store? What can people I make the order for me?
Maybe they'd be sending in malt, maybe sending in 2, 3, 4 orders a day of just stuff for me to add and add and add. So people do.
So cool. That's pretty much it. Other than that, there really wasn't any super crazy news. As Bo mentioned, there was a little bit of Star Wars news and
sad panda. Sad panda.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Other than that, I guess we'll see everybody next week, and thanks for listening/watching, and we will catch you then. Bye-bye. Bye.